trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Number 3030.
Boers and Bernstein afternoons 1 to 6. We talk White Sox baseball and cover all Chicago's teams. This is WSCR and HD Chicago and WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Is a presentation of WSCR 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago White Sox.
The 0-1 to Abreu, swinging a high fly deep right field. Going back, Myers track wall, slam! Sox win! Sox win!
Sox fans, it's time for spring training baseball. Brought to you by Miller Lite. And now, let's join Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson live from the desert for all the play-by-play action on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
We are in Scottsdale, Arizona this afternoon with Darren Jackson and Farmer. Friends, glad you're with us. We're at Salt River Field.
Face the seventh seed, and we'll see what happens then. But, it'd be good for the fans for sure. And it'd be good for me and D-Wade just being two guys that love to compete.
Nahida currently seventh, but have an identical record as the eighth place Nets. The Rockets are in Dallas, which is looking to solidify a playoff spot. Dallas currently seventh in the West. The Rockets are looking to move into the second spot and can do so with a win tonight after James Harden lifted them over Sacramento last night with a career-high 51 points.
Play the same way. You know, if the shot's there, if it's available, if the attack is there, I'm going to take it. If not, if I find an assist and one of my teammates open, then I pass the ball.
The Warriors are back home after completing a perfect 4-0 road trip. They host the Suns, looking for their 11th straight win. Billy Donovan signs a one-year extension that'll make his annual salary $4 million. The two most prominent coaches in the Missouri Valley Conference are staying put as Greg Marshall agrees to an extension with Wichita State after overtures from Alabama, and Ben Jacobson gets a 10-year extension from Northern Iowa. Stanford meets Miami tonight in the NIT Final. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Tournament time means great tournament talk. Expect it here, CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. The O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio takes us on the road to Indianapolis, Indiana. We're at Radio Row, where I think you can hear the place is absolutely buzzing on a Thursday. To say things are wild here is an understatement. Between the belly dancers, the strippers, the college coaches, the players.
Cocktail waitresses.
There's some sarcasm in my voice. And if had we been on the TV side, I think you would have been able to see it. that there was, in fact, sarcasm. Anyway, we got a jam-packed show for you. A lot of college basketball, several college basketball coaches, all of whom are employed, which will lead us to one of the stories of the day of a coach who's no longer employed, and we're just kind of waiting to see what the video looks like. Get to that in a moment. Here's a couple of things that have changed since we last spoke. Chris Paul went from getting dismantled the night before against by Steph Curry, where his own fans in his own gym called for Steph Curry to be the MVP of the league, to taking apart Damian Lillard, leading the Clips on a huge comeback, and he drops 41-17 on the road as the Clips get a win all in one day. Wow. Remember that Indiana law, which everybody was so offended by? Indiana's like, oh, psych, listen, we'll just amend it and make sure that it doesn't offend anybody. So a law that probably wouldn't stand up in the Supreme Court was completely and totally offensive, in addition to the fact that even though the law mirrored some other laws in at least 20 other states, and Arkansas tried to double down on stupid by saying, you think your law's offensive? We'll pass the exact same thing. Indiana rightfully cowered in the height of an incredible amount of pressure and amended the law to no longer be offensive. So a law that wouldn't have stood up won't have to stand up, because now the religious freedom law is, in fact, freedom for all, which I thought was what our Constitution or the Bill of Rights was all about anyway. Confused? Good, so am I. And then we have Gino Auriemma saying that college basketball is a joke and unwatchable. Get to that in a second. But here's what I want to know. This is, I'm waiting. And it's one of the things that I love about this machine that's in front of me. The machine that's in front of me is an, I think it's a iMac Air. I think that's what it is. I don't know how to operate most of it. I really don't. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I don't know how any of this stuff works. I bought that $100 thing to which you can go in and get trained on an Apple computer so you know how all the bells and whistles work. So I believe I can actually edit video. I can create software. I might even be able to whittle wood out of my little laptop. But I don't use it for any such cause. Occasionally, I write a piece that will appear on CBSSports.com. I use it mainly for reading stuff on the internet, tweeting stuff on my tweet deck, and I think I also post things on Facebook. And that's about it. Chris Jans was fired today. I take no glee in any man getting fired. Jans was a lifer assistant, pretty well-liked dude in junior college and most recently at Wichita State, where he'll probably end up as an assistant anyway. But you work your whole life. You're there for a year at Bowling Green. And then he was fired earlier today after an alleged incident with at least one patron at a restaurant, and it was captured by somebody on cell phone. Which leads me to ask the question to which, at some point, there will be an answer. The hell you got to do to get fired at a restaurant? That's like trying to steal boxes. Is he trying to build a clubhouse? I'm intrigued. Anybody else with me? Klug, are you into trolling and waiting to see what this video actually is?
I think you know the answer to that before
of
asking.
Of course you want to see what the video is. On the other hand, there's that compassionate side of me that feels terrible. It just feels
as much as you want to see it, will you feel bad after seeing it if it's something that's bad?
It's got to be bad, right? You don't lose a job as a head coach unless it's bad.
Having said that, I'll probably watch it more than once.
I kind of want to know what it is before I watch it, but I'm sad at the disillusion, the evaporation of somebody's career before my own eyes. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't want it to be cringeworthy. I mentioned that he'll probably come back because he'll probably end up at Wichita State, where Greg Marshall signed a deal for $3.3 million. All right, here, I'm kind of torn on this one. So you're Wichita State. You're paying a guy over $1.5 million to be your basketball coach. Now, Wichita State does not have a football program. They do sell out the arena, and they have had previously seen success as head coach of the Wheatchakers. But if you are, in fact, in which I believe you are, the best job in the Missouri Valley Conference, and the best thing that you have to offer in comparison to that of, say, in Alabama, a job that Greg Marshall allegedly turned down. I think it's accurate that he did, in fact, turn it down. Why do you have to ump the ante? Why? Like, if Greg Marshall is staying out of loyalty, why do you have to pay him $3.5 million? Especially considering if you're Wichita State, you sit there and go, wait, it took him a while to get it going. But, you know, our previous coach was pretty good as well. That's Mark Turgeon, who was the previous coach, who took them to a Sweet 16. If you are, in fact, the best job in your league and you got it rolling and he leaves for an Alabama, don't you just say, hey, look, good luck to you. We'll just go find the next Greg Marshall. There has to be a price point at which you say, you know, that might not be, it might not be worth it. So do I get that if you're Greg Marshall and somebody's going to pay you $3.3 million to keep your job and you don't have to move, you don't have to pack boxes, you don't have to go to Alabama, where even at your peak, you'll be the second most important coach on campus and nobody really cares about you until mid-January? Of course I get that. But if you're Wichita State, don't you sit there and go, like, look, we could pay you $3 million, but why? You can live pretty good on $1.5 million, $1.6 million in Wichita. And if you truly are loyal, don't you stay there out of loyalty, not out of greed? Yes, Clue.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
You know I'm a huge fan of the TV show Shark Tank.
You are.
And the Sharks always talk about how proud they are to be on the show and how much they're doing this to really help entrepreneurs get their feet off the ground and really help their business.
But at the end of the day,
while taking 40% of their company and earning huge profits off of it.
That's right.
And making themselves rich.
Right. How does that remind you of this?
Saying Greg Marshall could be loyal and just stay, and he's happy to stay. But at the end of the day, he's getting his salary doubled.
No, I'm not blaming Greg Marshall. Good for him, dude. Somebody says, like, hey, what if I told you you can do the exact same job, only make twice as much money? Sign me up.
Of course.
I'm talking about Wichita State. Like, Alabama is not anybody's dream basketball job, with the exception maybe of Steve Prohm, who went there. As he was a manager at Alabama, I dream of someday coaching there. That's not like one of those like garden spot. You're like, man, I can't wait. Nobody says at the end of the day, I want to be head coach at Alabama. Right? I think Alabama is a great school.
When Anthony Grant gets fired, no one's calling their agent saying, "Get me that job."
I think there are people that like. Maybe I oversold it. It's not what. And I'll ask Ben Howland what Mississippi State is perceived as being. It's a good job. They've always had good players. I mean, you go back to